Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, I might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor, I want you to see something right away. It's called hidden birds. Hidden birds in a tree. Here's a tree. And in here you might find, if you look closely, three hidden birds. See this one? There are the wings and the tail and the head. See another one? Right there. There's the tail. There's the head. Look over here. What about that? Looks upside down, doesn't it? I'll turn it around so you can see it. Three birds in the tree. Sometimes, like in this picture, there are things that are hidden. And when we look closely, we can find those hidden things. Of course, in other pictures, there's nothing hidden. It's just exactly what we see, nothing more. Now, this is a film I borrowed from the library. It's about some birds that I wanted to show you. Cardinals. That's what the birds are called. So let's just take this film and put it on picture-picture. A mother, daddy, and baby cardinal. That's a father cardinal. Notice he's feeding the baby. The baby. Little baby cardinal. And that's a mother cardinal. She's gone off to get some food and now she's feeding the babies. The father again. He's giving some food that he found to the mother, and the mother's giving it to the babies. They both take care of the babies. Different families of birds, just like there are many families of people. And one way or another, each one is fancy. Let's sing that fancy song of ours together. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy. So is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy. So is mine. It's true. You are fancy. Oh, maybe that's Mrs. Shiono. I hope so. It is. Come in, please.
Hello.
Mrs. Shiono. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa means hello in the Japanese language. Won't you come in, please?
Sure.
We'll just go out to the kitchen so you can show my friends your beautiful things.
Thank you. I have to go to teach children today.
Oh, you're going to teach the children at the school today?
Yes. Oh, but I brought something for you.
Good. Mrs. Shiono is an artist with the art of
origami.
Origami.
Japanese paper folding.
Japanese paper folding.
This is traditional form, the crane.
The crane.
The wishing bird.
The wishing
bird. If you
bird.
Wish something true, it's a thousand of this you should fold.
Oh, it's lovely.
Next, X the owl.
Oh, the owl. It does remind us of X the owl, doesn't it? And you made all of this of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Is this another bird?
No, something surprise. Just wait, watch.
Oh, isn't that marvelous? You made that with two pieces of paper?
Yes, two different kind of paper.
And what would that be for?
It's a...
A star?
A thousand... No, no, no. It's a paint artist's palette.
Oh, an artist's palette.
Mm-hmm.
You could
300 years ago, someone made it.
People made it 300 years mm-hmm. ago like this. Now, I'd like to see you making something.
Yes, something for children. I hope. All those square paper.
Square paper.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught you to make this art, Mrs. Shiono?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather?
Mm-hmm. And after all, the kindergarten.
And in the kindergarten,
yes.
too.
Most of the Japanese children learn those things at kindergarten.
I see.
This is house.
That does look like a house, doesn't it?
And put... Windows and door.
Uh-huh.
Next, from the middle part, go to up.
Oh, you make things in stages like that. I see.
And the house, side of house going front. See? Organ.
An organ. How clever that is.
Next. Going to back.
Do you ever think of your grandfather when you fold paper?
Yes.
Because he was the one who taught you first, huh?
Yes. It's coin purse.
A coin purse?
Mm-hmm. You put the money in there.
All different
Next
things.
One, you put the two fingers.
Yes.
And...
And you made
Hello.
A you made a puppet. Is that clever? And then you can paint on the eyes.
Yes.
Konnichiwa.
Yes. Oh, I have to go to school. But I'll see you soon.
Is this what you'll be teaching at the school?
Yes, today.
Oh, thank you for showing us this. Oh, here are your...
No, I'll give you this one.
Oh, thank you very much. What an artist you are, Mrs. Shiono.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Sayonara. Sayonara, Mrs. Fiona.
It's a wonderful art, isn't it? Do you ever fold paper into different things? Last time in the neighborhood of make-believe, we pretended that X the owl's cousin Mary was going to come for a visit today. I imagine that X is excited, waiting for her now. So why don't we pretend that Handyman Negri is helping X get ready to welcome his cousin as we all go to the neighborhood of make-believe. Did you find some?
Yes, X. This ought to do the trick.
Oh, good.
Here, will you help me with these?
Yeah. Oh, boy. There. Want some more in?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, good. Don't you think this will be a fancy welcome?
Oh, I certainly do. You must really love your cousin, X.
Oh, I do. And I love it when she comes to visit. She's one of my favorite owls in my whole family. What kind of family do you have, Handy?
Well, I have a mother, a father, a sister, and a brother.
A mother and a father and a sister and a brother, and that's his family.
Yeah. A mother and a father and a sister and a brother, and that's my family.
How about cousins?
Oh, I have lots of cousins.
Are they people cousins or owl cousins?
Oh, well, they're all people cousins, you see, because I'm a person.
I have owl cousins.
That's because you're an owl.
I know. It works out nicely, doesn't it?
It sure does. And your bird welcome is going to work out nicely, too. Would you like to try it?
Okay.
All right, you go on in, and I'll pretend that I'm Cousin Mary arriving. And then you pull the string, and we'll see if it works.
Here I go.
Okay. Cousin X, here I am.
How's it look?
Oh, terrific, X. You did a beautiful job with all the welcome signs.
Yeah, welcome in all kinds of languages.
Your cousin's really gonna love this.
Oh, I hope so. Now I just wish she'd get here.
Well, I have some things to do back at the castle, so I'll have to see you later.
Oh, well, thanks for all your help, Handy.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, I'll help you get these all back in so they'll all be ready for when Cousin Mary arrives.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. I'll just help you pull and you push.
Okay. Easy does it now.
Oh, there. Oh, thanks again, Handy.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy it when I show it to my cousin Mary.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right, thank you. Oh, Cousin Mary, you are in for a treat when you come to visit your cousin X. Where are you? You flying in from somewhere? Well, I guess I'll just sit here and wait.
Meow, meow, X.
Oh, Henrietta, I thought you were my cousin Mary.
Meow, not meow, meow.
No, she's not, and I've just been waiting and waiting.
Meow, 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 wait.
It sure is hard to wait. Hey, there she is now, Cousin Mary. Cousin Mary. Oh, you're not Cousin Mary.
No, just Lady Aberlin.
Meow, meow, waiting, meow, meow, cousin.
Sometimes it's hard to wait.
I'll say it is.
I'm on my way to Southwood. Betty Templeton Jones called and said she wanted me to come over right away.
What's going on there?
She said it was something about a new part of their family.
Maybe she's got a cousin coming, too.
I don't know. She sounded really excited.
Well, I'll wonder. I think I'll just go with you, Lady Aberlin. Seems like my cousin is going to be very, very late.
You're welcome to come, X.
keep an eye out for me, will you, Henrietta?
Meow, meow.
I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Meow, meow, good meow.
We will.
We will.
Isn't she the most beautiful baby you ever saw? Mm. I mean, really very, very beautiful.
She is beautiful, my dear, and I'm very proud to be her father.
Well, just imagine. Yesterday you were a woman and a man, a wife and a husband, and today you're a mother and father.
Oh, it's so exciting. I hardly know what to do. Maybe you'd sing a lullaby for her, Keith.
But she's already asleep.
Oh, of course. How silly of me.
You just want good things for her, that's all.
Oh, I do. I do.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, how are you doing?
Now tell me why you were so excited on the phone, Betty.
This is why, my dear Lady Aberlin.
it's a baby.
She most certainly is.
How did you get a baby?
Oh, we adopted the baby. That's how we got her.
You mean you just went somewhere and got her?
We've been thinking about it ever since we were married.
And the people from the adoption agency just brought her today.
Oh, any wonder you're excited.
Will she be your cousin, Lady Aberlin?
No, X, but she'll be my newest baby friend. Is she asleep?
Yes, she is. It's a big day for her.
And for her mother and father. And for a neighbor, me.
I'm really proud to know about this. But I'll tell you something. I've got to get back to my tree. My cousin's coming, you know.
Oh, yes, we know.
X, I'm going to stay here and visit.
Oh, of course you are. But I'll see you later. And goodbye, baby. I'm glad you're here. And goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Father and Mother Jones, that is.
Goodbye, X. We're glad you're excited, too.
I surely am. What a day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Goodbye, Mr. David.
Meow-meow, be back, meow-meow-terrily.
It took me longer than ever to fly here today.
Meow wins?
Exactly. You're certainly looking good, Henrietta.
Meow fine. Meow so meow X.
Oh, I can't wait to see my cousin.
Wait till you hear what happened in Southwood, Henrietta.
Meow.
It's wonderful news.
Meow, meow, cousin, meow, 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 meow.
Well, where is she?
I'm right here, cousin.
Oh, Cousin Mary, wait a minute. This isn't the way it's supposed to happen. I mean, I have a surprise for you. Just a second. Pretend you just arrived, okay?
Cousin X, I've just arrived.
Oh, there you are.
What a wonderful welcome.
Welcome, cousin, to this place. I am glad to see your face and your wings and feathers, too. Tell me what we're going to do. Welcome, cousin, welcome now. I am happy, boy, and half.
You surely do know how to make an owl feel welcome.
Well, come on inside so we can talk. I want to tell you all the news. You come too, Henrietta.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes life is so good you can hardly fly high enough.
Well, that was an exciting time. Cousin Mary did arrive, and we found out that Betty and James have adopted a baby daughter. Now they're a father and a mother. We'll talk more about that this week. It's very important and very good. It's the telephone, just a minute. Hello? Yes, hi. Oh, thank you for telling me. I think I will. All right, good. Fine, bye-bye. That was a friend of mine who knew I was interested in birds right now And he says that Chef Brockett has a craft exhibit of different kinds of birds at his bakery. I think we should just go over there now. I didn't see any birds there last time we were there. Must be new. Well, come along. Go to Brockett's Bakery. Don.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. I heard about your bird exhibit.
I'm glad you came to see it. You know, I like to collect things, and I like to do all kinds of crafts. I like to share them with people.
Thank you. And I like to thank you for that pancake and waffle mix that you gave me. It's excellent.
It's good for you, too. Good, healthy food. Come on. I'll show you the birds.
Where are they?
In here.
Oh, my. What beautiful things.
I got them from people in a lot of different neighborhoods. Look at this penguin.
Ooh, that's a shiny bird. Mm-hmm. What's it made out of?
Ceramic. You have to be careful. It's kind of fragile.
Uh-huh.
Now, see that pelican?
Oh, yes. What's that made of?
You'll pick him up.
Oh, it's very light.
Sure. It's just paper. It's paper mache. Paper and glue.
Mm. A fine old bird is a pelican. Its beak holds more than his pelican.
There's another paper mache bird. That one's from Mexico. It's a parrot on a perch. A paper mache parrot on a perch.
Hmm. That's a lovely one.
Now, look at this owl. He's made out of baking dough, not the kind you eat. It's a salt dough. It's just water and flour and lots of salt. And it's not for eating, but it's for making things like that owl. You can mold it into shapes and then paint it. And so that owl's made out of
baking dough. It's a dough owl.
A dough owl. And look at this owl.
That looks like a pretzel.
That's right.
And a walnut.
Uh-huh.
Another pretzel.
Uh-huh.
And some cereal.
That's right.
What are these?
That's wheat.
Oh, wheat.
Uh-huh. And the eyes are cereal, too.
All on a piece of canvas.
That's right.
Is that clever? You like owls, don't you?
I do. Now look at these carved out of wood. Oh, they almost look real, don't they?
May I touch it?
Sure.
Oh, my, that just feels like feathers itself.
Feel the feathers are carved, and feel the claws.
Wouldn't that take a long time?
Oh. Months and months, and every one of those feathers is hand-painted after it's carved. It would just take months.
You mean this bird is one piece of wood?
That's right.
Oh.
And the same man that carved these carved this little bird. It's a hummingbird. Watch.
Isn't that beautiful? What an artist that person is.
He's a fine artist. He also carved this whippoorwill. You know how a whippoorwill sounds?
Sounds something like whippoorwill, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Whippoorwill?
Yeah. You have to make the end of it, the will, that it needs to be the biggest whistle.
I don't know how to whistle, so I wouldn't be able.
Here's something you can do. Go over to that Canadian goose and pull on the wooden handle. Go ahead.
All right.
Isn't that pretty?
It's made out of wood.
Uh-huh. And it just goes so slowly. It's kind of like one of the exercises I do.
You mean you do that with your arm?
I do.
For an exercise?
It's good for you, especially when you go slowly and use a lot of control.
Could you try that?
Good for you. Do you remember one day when you came and I was doing some hooking with some wool?
Mm-hmm.
There's a rug I hooked. That owl.
That a nice one.
Another owl.
A hooked owl.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any cardinals in this exhibit?
Just one. It's on this mobile over here.
Let me see, which one would that be?
Keep turning, you'll find them.
Oh, here it is.
There it is. you cut it out of cardboard, you cut them all out of cardboard, and glue them together and add the string, and you make a mobile.
I've been interested in birds and cardinals today. That's why I was very happy to see this exhibit.
I'm glad you came.
Oh, you have lots of good things at your bakery.
I'd like to share them with you, Fred.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
I will.
Hello.
Hi. Did you come see
come
the
along.
Birds?
No.
What's that?
Haven't we seen a lot of things today? We mustn't forget our pets. Now, no matter how many things we do and see, it's important for us to take care of what we're responsible for. They're hungry, too. One more thing over here I'd like you to see. Another hidden bird tree. Now there's some hidden birds in this tree. See if you can find them. See that big one there? And there's a tiny one in a nest. You see it? And then way down at the bottom, there's another hidden bird there. I think it's good to be able to do things with people you like and people who like you. That certainly gives me a good feeling. You're a special television neighbor to me. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.